Hey, good week day, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about the firecrackers in our state, South Dakota's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Just to be clear, today's effort is sort of a hodgepodge of jabber, and nobody does jabbering hodgepodge better than the old stockyards guy. Seriously, I want to visit just a second about the South Dakota Corn publication entitled Emerge and how much I enjoy it. There's always a couple of items which not only do I find interesting, but just as importantly, that I can use in this radio effort. The June issue is no exception. For example, did you know that the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council is providing much of the funding for a research project on the Southeast Research Center near Beersford that will compare drained and undrained soil? Chris Hayes, an SDSU assistant professor and extension water management engineer, said the study will provide an apple-to-apples comparison of drained versus undrained soil. It will study yields, drain flow, nitrate concentration and loss, and the findings will be important for this state's corn farmer. The land they chose has been in a normal corn-soybean rotation and will continue to be. Another little story in Emerge, which I found interesting and demonstrates the varying uses of corn. It's about a Wisconsin-based brewery, which is producing a beer that goes by the name of Spotted Cow, and the special ingredient is, that's right, you guessed it, beer. They say it's pretty darn good, with the downside being it's sold only in Wisconsin. I'm leaving for Wisconsin right after the 4th, if anybody wants to ride along. Joking, I'm joking. Hey, there's also a really fun story about Brian Smith, the current president of the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, and his 3-year-old son, Justin. You can watch the pair in action on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/sdcorn. It is the week of the birthday of the country and a very special holiday for sure. As you gather and celebrate this week, keep in mind those who are currently serving in harm's way and the families who await their safe return. As always, be careful in your summer work and thanks a bunch for what you do.